No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-a-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
I had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid.
Hey, this is Lionel Cartwright, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Mark's making a difference. You go make a difference too, okay? I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on The Mark White Show.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and I appreciate people reaching out to me through the show and letting me know what is going on in people's lives. Some of these situations are very critical. People need help immediately. You as a listener have an opportunity to help through the Mark White Show and other various avenues that you can support many efforts that are going on across the country and the world. Ashley Gilson reached out to me this morning and she told me about her nephew's family and the house fire that they were involved in. And I wanted Ashley to come on the program and to share about where we're at right now with Leland, the mom, and Jason, the son, and Melissa, also known as Sissy. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Ashley Gilson.
Thank you.
December 22nd, there was a house fire, and Leland, with heroic effort, was able to break a window out and to get both Jason and Sissy out of the house, which is remarkable because she suffered major burns on her body, smoke inhalation. She's fighting for her life at Mobile Hospital. Now we want Leland and we want Jason, who was also burned severely, to be able to live as good a quality of life as possible. But you did have some positive news for Jason and for Leland as well today with operations that took place earlier.
We did. Jason had a skin graft done on his right arm, the cadaver done on his left, and he did good through that, and Leland made it through her surgery today. She's got a lot of major surgeries next week if she's strong enough to have them done, and he's facing a lot more, too. I just want to try to ease their burden some. I know Leland don't have insurance. That's going to be a big factor. I don't want them to have to worry about that. You know, they lost everything. They're going to have a place to stay, the kids' clothes. There is a fire department down there that is furnishing the kids' Christmas tonight. So everybody's trying to help all they can, and I really appreciate it. We all do.
Not only you, but Courtney Cleveland, Justin's sister, helped to organize this fundraiser to help with bills, things that the family lost. As you said, there's no insurance, and the funds will go directly to the family to help with medical bills, food, and lodging, because Justin is going to have to be with Jason in Texas as Jason's getting treatment.
Yeah.
And we mentioned Sissy. She is staying with family. She had minor burns, and so happy to hear that news that she's able to be at a place where she can be comforted by family.
Oh, yeah. She's staying with her great-grandmother since they were doing Christmas tonight, and then she'll be up here staying with my sister, her grandmother, and staying with us some.
What has been the response so far for the GoFundMe that's been organized by you and Courtney?
It's been good. Today, I think we raised almost $2,400.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. Yeah.
I see $2,375 funds to help Hackett family is the name of the GoFundMe. I'm going to give the details here in just a minute, but we are thankful for all the people who have supported the effort up to this point, who can feel what the family is going through. I know a lot of people are struggling right now financially when you think about this family and what they're now going through, and the mom who, with her heroic efforts, saved both of the children, Jason and Sissy, and then Justin staying with his son and having to take care of him right now, being responsible for his care there in Texas. It's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
we need to all keep Leland and Jason in our prayers as they continue to move forward with their treatment. Pray for the medical team. Pray for those who are taking care of them, that they can have the best treatment possible and come out of this in a positive and good way and be able to carry on with their lives.
Oh, yes, prayers. We need prayers more than anything.
I do want to make sure that we share the link, and it's gofundme.com/funds to help Hackett Family. And you need to put a hyphen between each word, funds to help Hackett Family. H-A-C-K-E-T-T is how you spell Hackett. And you can go to gofundme.com. You can also search funds to help Hackett Family, and that link should come up and people can support the effort. If people wanted to send cards right now, if they wanted to send letters and cards of encouragement, is that possible as well, Ashley?
I have asked for an address. Leland is in ICU, and Jason being in a burn unit, there's nowhere to send them right now. But as soon as they get it, I will message you and give you the addresses to both of them.
That sounds good. Well, Ashley, I want to make sure that you know that I'm in your corner. I'm in the family's corner to try to help however I can. And I know I have a lot of listeners and followers who want to help. And that's what we're here for. You know that. Following the show, you know we want to try to help. So just know that you can send me messages as we move forward to keep me posted on what's happening with Leland, what's happening with Jason, and where we're at with the rest of the family, Sissy and also Justin. And keep me posted so that I can continue to let listeners and followers know how they can help this family.
I sure will. Thank you so much for taking the time out to do this. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Ashley, thank you for joining me here on the show today.
Thank you.
Folks, we've been talking to Ashley Gilson, and we've been talking to her about her family. This is her nephew's family, and they were in house fire, Leland and Jason and Melissa, known as Sissy. And we want to continue to support this effort. Again, I encourage you to go to GoFundMe.com and search funds to help Hackett Family. We want to support this family however we can. That's what the Mark White Show is about. Please share the show with your friends. Let them know about it. I know there's a lot of things out there that you can share through YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all these places. There's a lot of fun stuff to share. Let's share some things that make a difference in the lives of others that really makes an impact. And this is one of those things. Share the show. Share the GoFundMe. Let people know about this effort. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit. You are my sunshine. Only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.